This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good Erev Shabbos. We're continuing our Shirim on Tefillah. And I'm going to bring up the Marim Mekoymos. If anybody would like to have the Marim Mekoymos of the Tefillah Shirim emailed to them, you could go to our site, RabbiDG.com, sign up for the emails, and every Erev Shabbos, as well as Wednesday, the Marim Mekoymos will be sent to you. So we're here on the email. We're scrolling down. We're going to the Tefillah Marim Mekoymos. Here we go. We're continuing in the bracha of Yotzer Or. I want to share with you some very beautiful ideas on what we call Kedushas Yotzer. We know the two main statements of Kedushas Yotzer are Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod Hashem El Mekaymai. So far we had two shiurim on this. We had the approach of Reb Schwab. Reb Schwab learns that there's a big machloikis between the Srafim and the Oifanim and the Chayis HaKodesh. The Srafim, they probe deeper and deeper, and the more they probe, the more they realize Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. God is beyond fathomable. God is beyond our comprehension. And the Oifanim and the Chayis HaKodesh, they vehemently argue with great noise and commotion. And they say, no, God is available everywhere. His Hashgacha, His purview, extends even to the lowest of the low. Baruch Kavod Hashem Emekaymai. Reb Avigdor Miller says that the Srafim are the spark plugs. They begin the process and they get the Oifanim, the wheels, start turning. And when the Oifanim hear that the Srafim say Kadosh, 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 and they talk about how great God is all over the world, they say, if that's how great God is, where His greatness is reflected to, imagine how great He must be in His place. And they say, Baruch Kavod Hashem Emekaymai. Let's talk about why we say Kadosh three times. The word Kadosh means nivdal, separate, aloof in a sense, beyond comprehension. Why three times? It's to indicate that God is nivdal in three dimensions. Number one, He is not a body. God has no body. He has no physical form. He is non-corporeal. The human being is a body. Now, even the human being has a nefesh. Our living spirit is attached to our body. It may not be a physical substance, but it is attached to a physical substance. And then we have a seichel, we have a neshama, which may not be attached, but it is somewhat connected to. But we say about God, number one, Kadosh, He's not a guf. Kadosh, He's not even a nefesh that's attached to a guf. Kadosh, He's not even a neshama, an intellect, that is somewhat remotely connected to a nefesh. He's beyond, beyond, beyond. Not a guf, not connected to a guf, and no even remote attachment whatsoever. That's the Maral in the Siva Yisoylam, Nesiv HaPrishos, Perek Aleph. In the Siva Yisoylam, Nesiv HaAvoida, Perek Yir Aleph, the Maral says something astounding. Every day in Uvalot Zion, we say, Kadosh, 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 and we say the Targum Yonasan. That what are these three Kadoshes? Kadosh B'Shmei Meroima. He's holy in the upper world. That's Shamayim. Kadosh Al Ara. He's holy on earth. Kadosh La'olam L'yomei Amaya. He's holy in the highest worlds. According to Targum, the three Kadoshes are connected three Olamos. One is this world, the Olam HaTachtoin. One is the Shamayim, and one is the Olam HaElyon. First we talk about the Shamayim, is because that's we see the Shamayim, but we don't see the Olam HaElyon. Connected these three worlds, Aretz, Shamayim, the Olam HaElyon, we have three types of Kedushas that we say. We say Kedusha and Yotzer Or. Did you ever realize that in Yotzar we don't say Nekadesh Hashemcha Ba'olam K'shem Shemakdishim Oisai B'shmeim Arayim Ka'ra? Do you ever realize only in Shacharis we say Hashem, let us sanctify your name in this world, just like they sanctify your name upstairs. We don't do that in Yotzar Ar. In Shacharis, we say, Hashem, we would like to sanctify your name in this world, just like they do upstairs. In Yotzar Ar, we don't say that. We just say what they say. Why? And why is it that only in Yotzar Ar we talk about Oifanim? Now, on Shacharis and Mincha, and even Shabbos and Yom Tov by Shacharis, we say Nekadesh Hashemcha Ba'olam. Now, on Shabbos by Musaf, we say Naritzcha V'Nakdishcha Kesayit Siach Sarfei Kodesh. We don't say Nekadesh Hashemcha Ba'olam Kishem Shemakdishim Oisai. We say Naritzcha. So we have three Kedushas: Kedushas Yoitzer, Kedushas Shacharis Umincha, and Kedushas Musaf. Says the Maral of Prague in Nesivas Oilam, Nesivos Oilam, Nesiv HaAvayda Park Yod Aleph. He says there are three Kedushas that we have. Number one is Yoitzer, where we talk about the Oifanim and the Chayis HaKodesh. Yechezkel describes the Oifanim and the Chayis HaKodesh that they are ba'aretz, on the land. It talks about the eretz by the chayos and the oifanim. So if the oifanim and the chayos are described as saying kaddish ba'aretz, therefore, when we say yoitzer aram, we're talking about the kaddish of the oifanim, that's the kaddish that said ba'aretz. Ooh, if it's the kaddish they say ba'aretz, then we don't say, Hashem, let us sanctify your name just like they do in upstairs. Because we're not talking about the Kaddish they say upstairs. We're talking about Kaddish al-Ara. And Kaddish al-Ara, the Iker Kaddish is Yisrael. So therefore we don't invoke them that we should do what they do. We just say what they do. The second type of Kaddish is Nekadesh Shemcha Ba'olam Kishem Shemakdishim Oisai B'Shmei Marayim. Therefore, this is Keneged Kaddish B'Shmei Marayimah, the Kaddish in Shamayim. So we say, Hashem, let's sanctify your name in this world just like they do B'Shmei Marayim. The third Kedusha is Naritzcha V'Nakdishcha. That's the Kedusha Keneged Oilam Ha'Elyayin. Therefore we say Naritzcha V'Nakdishcha Kesoid Siach Sarfei Kodesh, which are the Malachim. Now, here's the $1 million question. By the way, it was worthwhile for you to get up this morning just to hear this. Kaddish in Shemayna Esrei, Kedusha de Amida, we say Kaddish, Baruch, Yimloich. And in Yotzer, we just say Kaddish, Baruch, and we don't say Yimloich. Why don't we say Yimloich? Says the Shlach HaKadosh. And I don't think this is consistent with what the Maral says. And he's quoting the Zayar. The Srafim say Kadosh. The Chayos and the Ifanim, they say Baruch. Yisrael says Yimloich. You hear this? Kadosh is the praise of the Srafim. Baruch is the praise of the Ifanim and the Chayos HaKadosh. And the Jewish people say Yimloich. Now that's only by Kedusha da Amida, because then Klal Yisrael are Mekadshim u'mamlichim lemata. But this Kedusha of Yotzer, Klal Yisrael is not Mekadesh, they're just saying over what the Malachim do. Which I'm not sure is consistent with what the Maral said, that the Kadosh of Yotzer is the Kadosh of Ara, and there Yisrael is Iker. Could mean it means we're Iker, but we're still just saying over what they say. as opposed to when we're standing, we do our own independent Kaddish, which is Yimlech. Ah, now this is also interesting, the Shlach Kaddish says. We say, Kaddish, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, Malei Ha'aretz Kevaydoi, Malei Kal Ha'aretz Kevaydoi, or Miloi Kal Ha'aretz Kevaydoi. Is it Malei or Miloi? No, let's take a poll. Raise your right hand if you think it's Malei. Raise your left hand if you think it's Miloi. Okay. Very good. It's Miloi. What's the difference between Malei and Miloi? Malei means to fill up, like V'kvayd Hashem Malei, to fill up the interior. Miloi, with a chaylam, is not only to fill up the interior, but even the walls itself are full of it. It's gathering, conglomerating, Miloi Chal Ha'aretz, that God's Kavod is a gathering of everything in this world. Chai, Tzoymeach, Doimeim. Not only is Hashem fill the airspace, but His Kavod is a conglomerate of all the Kavod that fills up this world. Another interesting thing is that the Roikeach writes, Va'ifanim Mechayis HaKodesh, Barashim Misnasim, Li'umas Serafim. So we would think it means Li'umas Serafim. By the way, the Tefillah Shir, I'm sorry I didn't mention earlier, is dedicated by our dear friend Los Angeles, Rabbi Tzala Rose, Lila Nishmas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, is Neshamish Avin Aliyah. Li'umas Serafim does not mean opposite the Serafim Mamish, but rather opposite their resounding voice, because the Serafim are oimed mima'aloi, which we darshan 36,000 myriads of parsha, the chayos are under the Kisei HaKavod. Lu'umas Serafim doesn't mean they raise themselves up mamish to the Serafim, but rather, it means they raise themselves up opposite the voice of the Serafim. So it seems like the Serafim are on top, and beneath them are the Chayos HaKodesh. Rav Levi Yitzchak of Arditchev in Parshas Vayechi, he says that it is worthy for everyone to think before every prayer, how many angels are there? An angel could rule over a whole world. An angel is tremendous in size, but compared to an oifan, is like a speck of salt. And as big as an oifan is like a speck of salt to a chaya. And a chaya to the Kisei HaKavod. And all of these enormous entities that are billions of times larger than the sun, they spend all their time saying, Aye Mekayim Kavodai, where is the glory of God? Says Rav Levi Yitzchak of Arditchev, man, listen to what you yourself are saying. That all of these gigantic entities, with love, with clarity, and with awe and fear, they do the will of Hashem. And we, who are smaller than an amoeba compared to them, if they are trembling before the Creator, then how we should melt in Ema and Yira before the Melech Gadol, and all of our Ivarim should be Mizdazeya. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I thank you all for joining me today. If you want to join us for the Shir on Pirkei Avos, that's going to be today at 12:30. You could come back here, same channel, 12:30, Pirkei Avos. Thank you all for joining. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov. Baruch Tia. Kol Tov, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.